This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Steve Inskeep is in Atlanta today visiting member station WABE. The first official voting of the 2008 presidential contest happens in Iowa in less than 8 weeks. And this week, candidates intensified their courting of the state. In large cities and small, presidential hopefuls from both parties have been pressing the flesh, giving speeches and holding town meetings. NPR's Don Gagne reports on Republican activity in the state and on how Republican voters are reacting.
The Republican who's been getting the most buzz this week in Iowa seems to be former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. The social conservative was in the upstairs dining room at Doughy Joey's Pizza Lounge in Waterloo when he found out that a woman seated at a long table to his left was having a birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Huckabee has been moving up in the polls in Iowa. In fact, in a new Zogby poll, he's pulled into second place here, though still well behind frontrunner Mitt Romney. Huckabee, a Baptist preacher, is using his easy manner to make a hard sell for himself as the only real social conservative in the race. He's contrasting himself to Romney, who once supported abortion rights, but who's now running as an anti-abortion candidate. Here's Huckabee.
We do have a responsibility to protect life from the point of conception. I'm not a person who's just come to that conclusion in the last few months or just in order to run for president. I didn't become pro-life because I got into politics. I got into politics because I believe that this is an issue that fundamentally determines what kind of civilization we will be.
Meanwhile, Senator John McCain was in Dubuque, Des Moines, and Sioux City, making his own pitch for those same voters. He was joined by Senator Sam Brownback, who dropped out of the presidential race 2 weeks ago. Brownback has rock-solid conservative credentials coveted by all the front runners, but he said McCain is his man.
And here is a pro-life leader who will appoint strict constructionist judges so that I believe we can end this night of wrong and have Roe versus Wade overturned.
McCain is hoping Brownback can give him a boost in a state where his campaign has been struggling. Rudy Giuliani, however, got the headlines this week when he picked up the endorsement of TV host and evangelist Pat Robertson, who was a candidate himself here 20 years ago. The Robertson nod comes despite Giuliani's own history of supporting abortion rights. But at a Giuliani town hall meeting in Cedar Falls yesterday, abortion did not come up at all. Neither did the 9/11 terror attacks, the centerpiece of his candidacy. Instead, in an unusually low-key speech, he focused on things like crime, health care, and taxes.
I would reduce taxes. Democrats will raise taxes. We're going to have a heck of a difference November of next year. American people are going to have one of those elections in which there's going to be a clear difference. You vote for the Democrat, you're voting for higher taxes.
Another item on which Giuliani had even less to say? His former police commissioner in New York City, Bernard Carrick, a longtime ally, whose indictment is expected to be unsealed today on charges of corruption and tax evasion. Yesterday in Dubuque, Giuliani was asked about his friend and declined to answer, saying it should be handled in the courts. In the past, he has admitted mistakes in not checking Carrick's background more closely. Two other major GOP hopefuls, Iowa frontrunner Mitt Romney and Fred Thompson, have actually been absent from the state so far this week, though each is a constant presence in TV ads that tout their conservative credentials. Also notably absent at Republican events in Iowa this week, the issue of Iraq. But if the candidates weren't on it, GOP voters were talking about the impact it might have on the election. 29-year-old firefighter Casey Carr is a Republican who attended the Huckabee event at the pizza parlor in Waterloo.
It's kind of a sore subject for most people, and that's got our name written all over it. So I think we got a battle to win, but I'm hoping that the hearts of the people will overcome those things and kind of take us the way we need to go.
But it's the soreness of that subject that lingers, leading each of the candidates to take refuge in friendlier issues as winter sets in, and as the earliest presidential voting in American history draws near. Don Gagne, NPR News, Cedar Falls.